Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. Get that promo sheet printed off when you get a chance. I'm looking it up every time we come back from break here. We got plenty of things to promote coming up here. We've got the Reds and Mariners. That's tonight at 9 o'clock on ESPN 680. We got the baseball game tomorrow between Kentucky and Louisville. We'll have that for you on 93.9 The Ville. And, of course, the spring game we're going to have for you. We'll have that broadcast Friday. I think we're getting Jeff Brohm in studio this week prior to that. Talk a little bit about that.
Awesome.
So that'll be great to be able to do that. So looking forward to that. So we got many calls. We can get people, you know, chime on in here if you want. We can get the text line as well at 437-9680 here with you. We obviously, yesterday we did our coverage, of Mark Pope's press conference.
We want a
as
cookie?
You should.
What,
yeah.
You want a cookie?
Yeah. I mean, as you should. You know, it's radio malpractice not to.
Yeah, opinion. Jason Entz and Mike Gandolfo were on quite, it was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's what they were on. Just, you know, doing a press conference on a Masters Sunday, a conversation.
I mean, look, it's a newsworthy event. We're going to turn on the microphones. Those guys did a great job yesterday. And James as well, producing. James lives for this stuff. I'm always like, you don't have to do this on the weekend. You're like, I love this.
I love this stuff.
I'm not going to deny it. So, but it was worth it. And I think Kentucky and Louisville fans all listened. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, because you wanted to hear, all right, what's this guy, what's his message going to be? And his message was absolutely on point. It was absolutely, and we can get, you know, if we some more sound from that. Just play, I'm going to play this, the clip number two there. We don't hear Gandolfo talking about crying again, but
a coach that I don't absolutely hate, you know?
All right, should we talk a little bit about coaching? I'm going to tell you some things that are deeply in our DNA as a coach. And what's interesting is where we learned them. So you're going to hear from me every single day, relentless 24/7 work. And those are not fake words, relentless 24/7 work. And I learned that here. I'll never forget, I was here for maybe 2 weeks. And I had transferred in, and I couldn't believe I was at the University of Kentucky. And I'm like, man, they have all-Americans. I got to go catch up. So it's 11:30 at night. I'm in the Wildcat Lodge, and I'm like, I got to go get some extra work in while all the other guys are resting and sleeping at 11:30 at night. So I walk through the street to Memorial Coliseum, open up the door, and I hear balls bouncing. I'm like, who's in there? And I walk in there, and it was like five guys. It was like JP and Shep and DA and TD. And they're in a full sweat already.
I guess it's Jared Cricket. I guess it's JP is. It's like Levins didn't play with him.
Yeah.
Those guys taught me how to work.
I think it's great that you're going to have two of the most prolific three-point shooting teams coaching these two programs. I mean, let's see. Last year, BYU was fourth and percentage of their shots that were threes. Over half their shots were threes last year. And jeez. And at number 17 on that list was Charleston. So Kelsey and Pope shoot a lot of threes.
We're going to be putting them up, man. And you know, I was so upset that Youngblood didn't come to campus because he's a 41% three-point shooter. And I just thought Pat Kelsey could really use him. He's going to go to Alabama. But you're right. The style of play is going to be – it's going to be great offensively. We might wish we had some defensive coaches in here at some point, but we'll see how it goes.
Dexter says that Pop-Tart throws it like a Chinese star. Dexter says, no, I did not see Caitlin Clark on SNL. I guess I need to see that.
She was on the Weekend News desk, and I heard it was really funny, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
Michael Che has a lot of jokes about women's sports.
Oh, really?
They pretty much played all the clips, and then when they came back, she was just sitting next to him. It was pretty good.
So does she have any lines?
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, she had. I mean, I don't know if she wrote the jokes or not. She probably didn't, but she was reading.
If audio tells the story, we can play some.
That's pretty great.
Yeah,
because I do know that Michael Che's done a few of those like women's basketball jokes. Like,
so I'm curious though, what the Louisville fan reaction is to Mark Pope's announcement yesterday. You know, because for a few days we definitely enjoyed the Wait a minute. You were mad. People turned you down. Huh. And you didn't like the guy they hired, and now you do. Gee, I've heard these stages before.
Right. I think for Louisville fans, it's funny because I think going through the coaching search, they were all big and bad, and they ended up with Mark Pope.
Yeah.
But I do think Mark Pope is a good coach, and I think that he's a very likable guy.
Yeah.
And I think as Louisville fans, we'll like Mark Pope personally, more than we ever liked John Calipari. I think there's the sentiment against John Calipari is bad, and it goes back from when he was at Memphis. Mark Pope's more likable.
Yeah.
He just is.
Yeah. I mean, it's you have two guys who running these two programs who care about the job and the program, and they view themselves as, you know, shepherds of the program or stewards of the program.
Stewards of it.
So I meant to say stewards, and he said shepherds on the sound sheet there.
I think shepherd was an intentional.
Oh, he definitely. That was a good move on his part to say it that way. By the way, I thought we'd evolve more than this, but we still have small-minded people on the text line.
Oh.
What a load of crap for the flagship of Louisville, giving this much nice guy coverage to our rival. How many Lexington stations carried or were positive for PK? Clearly, you don't understand the job. It's not our job to be positive. It's not our job to, I don't care what you think. You want us to not talk about, just stick your head in the sand and not talk about 23,000 people at your rival announcing a new coach yesterday. You're right. Again, let me go back to it. That's why you're the texter and I'm the host. So you're going to stay the texter. I'm going to stay the host. And you are small-minded and you make us all look bad.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean,
there's just,
we're definitely
going to
talk about it.
And another one, UK talk. Yeah. Okay. It's the story, you small-minded peasants. That's all you are, small-minded peasants. Again, you're the texter. I'm the host. It's going to stay that way.
Golly. I don't know. I don't know what we're else supposed to talk about.
Kentucky, we're going to talk basketball. Yes, with 23,000 people there, and all the stages agree for the exact same we got. So if you'd like to contribute, call in, jackass.
For sure. No, absolutely. Pick up the phone, call in, whatever. But
that's the story. We're going to talk about the story. We're going to talk about Scottie Scheffler for 3 hours. We're going to talk about the baseball game for 3 hours.
Oh,
you know, tell me what you'd like to discuss.
Our baseball team needs to get it together.
I know.
Come on, damn it, Donald. Let's go.
Dexter says, I'm fine with Pope. I like him. I have a picture with him from when I was little. I'm anxious to see his approach to L's down, given how he responded to the horns down.
Yes, I think that's
actually
what a lot
you
of
said
little,
that.
Yeah, like he put down horns down. He told the students that if they did it, to kick him out. Told the ushers if they do horns down, kick him out. Will that carry over to L's down? I don't think it will. I don't think you can stop L's down in Rupp Arena. I think you could try.
Yeah,
it's just gonna go over everywhere. I think that would be pretty
unpopular. I don't know, but if the coach says don't do it,
we'll see. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want it to go away. I like L's down. I think it's great. I think it's, you know, I would like to beat them, obviously.
Yeah, I would like to score touchdowns and win, and I don't care what direction your L is pointing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I just don't. Like, you point wherever you want. Hopefully I'm pointing to a scoreboard that says our team more than your team.
Yeah. I did get mad during the football season where, like, Isaac Garrido against Virginia scored a touchdown, and he kind of like dropped the ball, and they threw a flag, unsportsmanlike penalty for it. And like earlier,
I'm trying to remember that play. He didn't drop it before he got in the end zone.
No, he dropped it. It was in the end zone, and he it's like a spike. It was like, but it wasn't like it, he didn't like stop, step, and spike it. He kind of just threw it down with his left hand as he crossed the goal line, and they flagged it for unsport. But earlier in the game, Virginia scored a touchdown, and they like went up to our fans with like L's down and stuff.
Right,
and I'm like,
that's not taunting.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like I don't care.
Yeah, but not two standards.
But, but don't punish our kid for crossing the goal line, throwing the ball down. It was like a 90-yard run.
Yeah,
it was
massive touchdown.
Massive touchdown, and they flagged it.
Yeah,
I got ticked. Like, that's one of the few times, like, when I'm working media, that like I actually lost it. because I just think it's so unfair. Like, it's incredibly unfair. I'm like, you got these kids from Virginia. No problem with it. L's down on our fans and, like, going nuts, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But then when a player scores a really kind of impactful touchdown and he throws the ball down, I don't understand why that's flagging the other one isn't. Like, I drove me nuts.
Is it a Big 12 rule, somebody asked, for the L's down?
The Big for horns down?
Yeah, horns down, yeah.
Yeah, so no opponent was allowed to horns down. But it didn't do anything to the crowd. Like, the crowd could still horns down, things like that. Okay. But, like, if a player did horns down, like Oklahoma or BYU or whatever, horns down, it would be a penalty or a technical foul even. I don't know. I think in basketball they had something with that.
I don't know. Yeah.
But that's not going to carry over to the SEC. They're going to get horns down a lot.
Yeah, I would assume. Dexter says my son went to the press conference and he didn't even get a seat. They had to turn tons of people away. Yeah, that was a crazy.
That's amazing.
Again, I think it was a giant middle finger to Cal. It was like, okay, you think you're bigger than us? You're walking down with your dog stroller down Richmond Road as we know you're going to Arkansas and acting like, you know, you never talked to anybody until just the last couple weeks. Who knew?
Wow.
All came together. I think that was a way for them to basically just give the big middle finger collectively to Calipari.
Yeah.
I think it was.
And I think they're excited for Mark Pope. But a lot of it's probably, hey, our basketball program's back and it's going to be, you know, Kentucky basketball is going to be the most important thing to Kentucky basketball.
Yeah.
And I think that's what their fans are excited about.
And I think our fans are excited here because that's the same, you know, you've got a coach who's give a damn meter is a lot higher than the last guys, which wouldn't take much, but is out there and is doing everything he can to promote the program to try to get, you know, anything he could do, get involved, you know, ingratiated into the university with, you know, catching the football backwards was something you didn't see coming.
Is he Spider-Man?
Did it at the last second too.
Is he Spider-Man?
I guess that's the way you have to do it, is last second, because
otherwise you wouldn't see it.
You wouldn't be able to time it right.
You'd have to turn it like the very last.
I have no idea how you just do that.
And I mean, it could have easily.
It's hard
gone
enough to catch it
back
while you're looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely quit after two. You catch that one, and then you just walk off.
Yep.
See you later. Let's go get some recruits. And Pat Kelsey, the thing that I like the most about, like, I don't know if it's going to work, but it's not going to be for lack of trying. Yeah. It's not going to be for lack of effort. The guy's hitting all the right notes right now. He's getting the recruits. You know, we need to get some of these commitments, right? Like, I need some commits. You know, I'm tapping all the veins on my arm here. Give me some commits, Pat. But it's not going to be for lack of effort, for lack of
tapping
trying.
My veins.
I am. We got to get these veins popping.
Texter says my L's are set to win. Go Cards.
Yes, okay. Good.
As Louisville fans and players, why can't we throw a lowercase L's up to their crowd?
The lowercase L's.
Yeah, just that's the middle finger.
Yeah. Trying to come up with that.
Let's see. We'll get some more in here if you want to hop on the line here. I was thinking I had something else I had. What else was catching your eye over the weekend?
It's a lot of just the recruiting. Like, I'm obviously, like, Dante Maddox Jr. was here. They were at the baseball game. He had a couple of the Charleston commits that are currently with us here. I'm interested to see who else comes aboard. I think the guy from Colorado. There's also a kid from Alabama, Davin Cosby. And I think – I'm not sure where we are with him, you know, in terms of the Alabama guy. I just don't think we're going to get Khalifa from BYU. You know, Mark Pope.
Yeah.
He's going to visit Louisville. He's going to visit Kentucky.
If he does, then it's a hell of a coup. I mean,
oh, sure. I mean, it would be great if we could get a BYU guy into Louisville when Mark Pope just got the job. I mean, this is a battleground, but it's set up for Mark Pope to get an easy win.
Yeah,
it seems like they'd
be just a massive, massive favorite.
Right.
Let's go to Bobby up next. Bobby, welcome in. I'm the Ville ESPN 680.
Hey, guys. A couple things this morning. First of all, I saw online, and I almost thought it was like a joke or like I was getting got about that. Is it a Khalifa or whatever you guys were just talking about from BYU? I was like, man, I can't believe he just didn't automatically either come back to BYU or transfer to UK. I was like, I didn't even know if we were in the running for that. But that shows you how great Pat Kelsey's doing when he can get in on a player who obviously liked the coach and is still get drawing interest from him. But also, I have to say, and I know you covered it already, Diener, but what a – you talk about little brother stuff. you know, and things like that. You know, UK fans always call Louisville little brother or whatever. Well, not airing that press conference and being like, no, we're not going to talk about, you know, the new coach at UK because he's a coach at UK. That's little brother stuff.
Yes.
You know, I don't understand at all.
Yeah. But everybody listening to it. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you keep your friends close, your enemies closer, right?
I listen the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. And I hate to say this, but I think it's Gandolfo who talks about this, and I like his stance. Both teams are better when the other team is better.
Yes.
Like, the area succeeds when both teams are better. So, you know, as much as I don't want to cheer for UK, I know that Kentucky does better when UK and U of L are both top 10 teams.
I totally agree. I mean, it reinvigorated Patino when Cal got there. And Cal, you know, he wanted to stay ahead of Rick. I mean, it was... I mean, they definitely both can drive the other to, you know, I mean, they're pushing it. I mean, they went back-to-back titles here, you know, not too long ago. That's tells you all you need to know.
No, you're exactly right. And then finally, Mark, I have to say something, and I'm right there with you, and I do this all the time, too. I'm going to challenge myself this coming, starting in football season, because I focus on all the bad calls that U of L gets, because, man, it seems like we get thousands of them. But I'm going to try to find the calls that we get away with this year. And what I need you to do, is keep a log of all the calls that go against us. I'll try to keep a log of all the calls that go...
He has a mental whole compartment of his brain dedicated to that. Yeah,
we had one, though, last year that was huge. It was at the end of the game. It was a pass interference that probably should have been called, but they didn't call it. What game was that?
Was it Thursday night game? Was it Virginia?
Could have been a Virginia game.
Yeah.
Could have been the Virginia game.
For some reason, I was thinking Wake Forest, but yeah, you may be right. That may have been Virginia. But yeah, we need to compare notes at the end of the season because I'm right there with you, man.
Oh yeah, I'll have a whole litany of calls to compare with you. Well, half of them will happen in Ref Valley when we go to Clemson.
Oh well, that doesn't count. We got to exclude that and Rupp Arena. We can't include those. Those are known places where shenanigans happen. You know, we can't.
King of Clemson's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, because you get these
music,
all the time.
What music? Crowd noise? What are we pumping in?
What are you talking
down?
About?
I don't see that.
First down marker goes away. All kinds of stuff. Weird stuff happens in Clemson. It's weird.
Well.
Did we lose them?
We lost them. No, either way. No, it's a good call. No, it's a good point. Yeah, I'm sure you'll have no problem keeping a record of the bad calls.
I mean, you know, it's actually, if you look at the football schedule, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you go to Notre Dame Stadium, you go to Clemson, you've got, you know, I mean, the home schedule, you know, you have that Miami game there. It's probably the best home game. And then we all have a dilemma on the Kentucky game. So if we're in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
We don't go to Lexington.
Yeah.
But I'll trade that. You know, I mean, to avoid going into Lexington in November, which is like the worst time to go to Lexington. November, January, November, December, January, February.
You go there during Keeneland.
I'm going there Thursday. It's for sales, though. It's for sales. It's
no,
not really.
No, it's inside. Fayette County line's right there.
It's not. It's not, though, right? Like, the line is on that side. I'm on the correct side.
No, you're in Fayette County.
I'm in Fayette County.
Yep.
So that's as far as I go.
That's why they had the Lexington Stakes this past weekend.
Yeah. That's as far as I'm willing to go, though. is like Keeneland, Kentucky Castle.
So as far as like 105.7 signal goes, which should get you right about to the Keeneland parking lot.
Then I'm too far in. Yeah. Too far in.
Yeah. So you'll be there. You'll be in Lexington. People give you the L's down on Thursday.
Oh, definitely. I get it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I go to Rupp Arena Kroger Field. I mean, I get it the whole way into the garage to the tackle. Now, I won't be wearing red. I won't be wearing like the Cardinal logo or anything like that. But it'll happen. It'll happen. I'll get L's down.
I expect that. Do you think what did you think of the reaction to Matt Jones asking that question yesterday? I thought I would hear boos, but I heard cheers.
What were the from Matt Jones?
We have that sound.
No, I didn't hear it. I didn't.
Andy's trying to shadow produce too.
I did not get to the Q&A. Of the press conference. I listened to like Barnhart's comments, the Pope's like opening thing, and then I got out.
Go ahead.
So I didn't get to the
Q&A. Okay, because Andy actually texted me earlier. So he goes, what did he say? He goes, I don't know what you guys have right now, but if it's not this, then I don't know what you're doing. Would U of L fans do the same thing for Blanket Baker? So here was Matt.
Matt Jones, Kentucky Sports Radio. Are you?
Starting again, because nice when you talk to us, it cuts
stand
off.
Stand up, take a bath. That's right. Impressive.
That's it. I wanted to hear the reaction.
Matt Jones, Kentucky Sports Radio. Are you?
There's some booze.
Nice to see you, Mark.
Stand up, take a bath. That's impressive.
Good. Are you, when it comes to scheduling, like preseason tournaments, home and homes, that kind of stuff, what's your thought on how you make your schedule every year?
All right, so anybody in here down with a game versus St. John's?
How about that?
You know, I neglected, I'm actually so embarrassed. Somehow I missed my notes. I neglected to pay homage to Coach Rick Pitino.
Anyway, so there you go. St. John's.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
It probably should happen.
You play your former coach. It's a good It's a good television product. You probably go up there and back there, play in Madison Square Garden, get St. John's into Rupp Arena. Makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think there's anybody cheer for me.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody in any form of local media that you would get that kind of reaction
no,
from.
No. No.
I mean, I can't.
He's their leader.
Yeah.
You know, that's you ruin the Google reviews of a roofing company because of that guy. Because you're following him.
I just thought it was funny.
But no, I'm not. I would not get that reaction. I don't think you would either.
No, I don't know that there's anyone that would.
Would Ennis?
No, I don't think anybody in the Louisville.
Ennis gets a standing ovation at the library.
That was Mark Blankenbaker.
This guy always brings his books back on time. That guy.
It's an odd one.
He's checked out Moby Dick like 60 times. He's just buying.
Pretty sure he owns it. I guess he owns a copy of that.
That's always razz him about Moby Dick. He told me he read it one time. He's always quoting it.
He's always quoting.
Like, you know, like every now and then he'll like retweet like there's a Moby Dick is on Twitter and they'll do like excerpts, and every now and then there's a Mark Ennis retweet of the Moby Dick Twitter account. I'm like, you're not helping.
By the way, Pitino 10 minutes ago says, wow, just saw clips from our captain's press conference. Not shocked, pleasantly surprised. Would also expect nothing less from at coach Mark Pope. Also at St. John's basketball, accepts this year at UK, next year at the Mecca.
Boom.
Looking forward to saying goodbye to Kentucky men's basketball. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So they're going to go to Rupp Arena.
Well, he's saying, you know, I'm sure they can probably get that done.
I mean, it makes total sense.
Because
how could you not get it done?
Because that's another thing that Cal did that ticked all the Kentucky fans off. Play all these neutral site games in their home schedule when they good.
That's right.
Non-conference,
I mean,
anyway.
And they're not playing Gonzaga in Gonzaga, like, and making them play out in a different arena.
That's
not playing
silly.
Indiana. Play IU. These are the games that Kentucky fans and college basketball fans
yes.
look forward to. You know, and the Champions Classic is great, but it's a neutral site. There's something about going to Assembly Hall. There's something about playing big-time games at the Yum Center or Rupp Arena or the Dean Dome or whatever. Like, playing in on...
Yeah.
And football got away from this, too. Like, college football just in general, playing all these neutral site games, and we played at a bunch of them, like Chick-fil-A kickoff. It's cool to get the game, but it's even better if you get like Ole Miss on your campus.
Yeah,
there's something about playing college football games on we've built these cathedrals. Play them.
Especially a matchup like that, and then Kentucky to go to the Garden the next year.
It'd be awesome.
I mean, That's you know what? That's college basketball. Hey, you dumb schedulers of college basketball. These are gifts.
Yeah.
The Arkansas-Kentucky game is a gift. St. John's, whoever, is a gift. Take advantage of it.
Totally. And, you know, if you're playing that game in December, I imagine it'll probably be there in that mid-December window. Kentucky fans will travel to New York for a game like that. Give them an excuse to go to New York, get some shopping in, catch a basketball game. It's perfect.
Finest meats and cheeses all around.
Well, there's a segment of every fan base that will do that.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm just looking at textures. What are our captain question mark? Yeah, Pope was the captain of his team in 1996. That won it.
Touchables, right?
Texter says Maben or Luke would get a cheer. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you count media, Luke, that's different.
Yeah, than, they're getting cheers. Me and you aren't getting cheered.
No,
we'll get booed, and I'm fine with that.
We'll continue along here this morning. If you want to hop on in, 267-9680, it's a number to do that. Text away to UPS Jobs. Text line at 437-9680. Hey, DFH Company, they had to come out to my place last week because, you know, wasn't The first time using an air conditioner, it wasn't working right. You're going to find out today. Give them a call over there today if your AC is not working. 85 degrees you're going to get to. That's great. But you're going to find out, oh, yeah, I probably need to get, you know, barely made it through last year. Any problem you have, they're going to be able to take care of a DFH company. And, yes, they're used to emergencies. Yes, if you have an emergency, you can call them.
That's why they're in business.
That's pretty much what they do. It's DFH Company online, DFHcompany.com. And tell me, just talk about them right here on the Diener Show.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's what Rummage was pretty much saying in the break right there, except not the clean version.
He's very upset.
He's fired up, not about the you know, the comment about NIL, which anybody knows, that knows Rick knows that he's not being serious. He's not giving money to another school. But his tweet this morning saying basically, yeah, love to play a game there, say goodbye to Kentucky. I mean, and the text line has some similar sentiment to that of bleep you after, let's see, I want to make sure I get the text right, but it was basically after all the stuff that, you know, they stuck around here behind people for and they were upset, and much like Rummage was just there. I hadn't thought of it from that angle.
Yeah, you know, Rummage, and you'll hear him at 10 o'clock over there on 93.9 The Ville with Marcus Maben. He's just like, you know, we've been through a lot of stuff, and the fans have been behind you. And then we've had to get stuck in this. And, yeah, he had to go to Greece and Iona and St. John's. It hasn't been exactly clean for him either. But, you know, he's like,
does that
I'm
make
not
you
coming
mad?
Back in.
Does that make you mad?
It doesn't make me mad, but it makes Rummage mad.
Yeah, and like the text says, his behavior toward U of L fans who supported him despite all the transgressions is a spit in the face of Peyton Siva and Luke Hancock. I don't see it like that at all, but I mean, hearing Rummage fired up about it and hearing, you know, I mean, I guess I can understand. I just don't think of that. I don't think of it in that way. Yeah,
I don't either. But and part of it, you got to have to keep remembering his player is now the head coach.
Yeah, that's the lens that I'm seeing it through. I see a coach and player more than I see the Kentucky Louisville.
If Luke Hancock were a basketball coach and he got the Middle Tennessee job, I think St. John's and Middle Tennessee would try to find a way to play. Now, the part of his tweet that might get Rummage riled up is, I want to say goodbye to Kentucky men's basketball.
No, I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's...
But I think Pitino's seeing it as... He didn't feel welcome enough or wanted enough while John Calipari was there to feel like he could, or like, you know, even look fondly at UK. And there's been a lot of nasty stuff said by Kentucky fans. They can't walk that back and act like they treated him well. Rick Pitino was treated horrendously.
I thought they hated him for flipping him off, quote unquote, down the tunnel that three people and one camera saw.
Right. Yeah, but you know, but you have people going and sitting in his trial, and they have the 15-second jokes and all the other jokes that have been made. There's been a lot of stuff.
How are they going to handle the people that will have signs referencing those things?
Oh, definitely. Well, Mark Pope doesn't want them to have their signs. You know, Mark Pope, you know, when Texas came to town, signs came down. I don't know. I mean, how's that going to go over?
I don't know. We can jump back into this. But, you know, since you were the lead dog on crushing Alex Morgan for not showing up, I kind of wanted to report as Jonathan Littner joins us here from Lou City and Racing. Well, she showed up this time, it sounds like. Jonathan, good morning.
Morning. Yeah. She started the game, put her 60, 70 minutes in, and stuck around and did autographs and stuff this time. So it was a much improved over last year. I was glad that we would not have any Monday morning blowups on this show.
From Mark Frontier. Was the field okay for her this time, or was that something that was to her liking? Or are we okay?
Field looked great. I did notice a post from our groundskeeper on Saturday. He said, "Man, pitch looks great. Hope everybody comes out." And I'm like, "Aaron, I know what you're doing there." So,
yeah. That's good. I like that, though. I like that preemptive move. You guys couldn't have had a better weather night. My gosh.
Yeah, I mean, our crowds for racing have definitely ticked up a little bit this year. You know, they're not quite on that Louisville City level. We just keep trying to get the word out of what this is and the level of the play, you know, the type of athletes that are coming through for these games. So we had about 6,800 there on Saturday. And in terms of actual tickets sold, I mean, that would be our second largest crowd of all last season. So, wow. You know, definitely thanks to the weather. Definitely thanks to Alex Morgan, but I think we're also doing a better job of just trying to tell the community what racing Louisville is, and it's top tier professional sports, and we have not had that in Louisville for like 50 years. So, I hope that everybody, you know, takes advantage of the opportunity and you know, supports this thing, because there's no given that it lasts. I mean, it needs to be supported.
Well, you got a couple of showcases this week. You got tomorrow night, we got a game with Lou City, and then we got a game Saturday and Thunder.
Thunder.
A great place to watch it.
Yeah, good week for us. So tomorrow night is the U.S. Open Cup, which probably doesn't mean much to a lot of people, but it's basically a national championship tournament for U.S. soccer. So it's a knockout style. It's not quite a bracket. They do a draw. But if we win tomorrow, we could host a Major League Soccer team in the next round. So that's why that's a big deal for us. 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow at Lindsay-Emily Stadium. And then on Saturday, obviously Thunder. We've never had a game on Thunder Day, but we have had Thunder events before. Mm-hmm. That game has already sold more tickets than last weekend's racing game. So that's going to be a big crowd. I the weather looks a little iffy. It's a little chilly, and there's that rain icon on the iPhone app. But you know how things change around here. So we're hoping for some good weather. And I think regardless, you know, the weather doesn't have to be perfect if you're getting a game in there as well. So we're really excited about, you know, we'll have that game at 5 o'clock, and that leads into, we've got some live music. They're showing before the game. They're showing like Top Gun Maverick on the big board.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right. Wow. What time is that?
I think I want to say that's at 1 or 2. And then, right. Yeah, that leads into the game. And then after the game, we've got live music and then fireworks. You can stick around after the fireworks. You don't have to rush out of there. I think they'll keep serving until midnight or so. And then
there's a plan.
Uber or whatever, and get home.
A plan.
Looking on the weather.com for Thunder, 63 and intervals of cloud and sunshine, slight chance of a rain shower on Saturday night, 48. So not terrible. A pretty good forecast, really.
Yeah. We'll take it over last year. I think last year was pretty miserable. And then 2 years ago, that was our first Thunder event. We had to stop letting people in because we had thought, hey, this is going to get 3,000-4,000 people. And then suddenly we had 7,000 or 8,000 people show up that day. So, you know, hoping for something more like that this Saturday.
So we'll have, again, you got stuff tomorrow night, you got Saturday. It's looking great. What's it like having a star like Alex Morgan there? Is it a little different? I mean, I know we joke about the Blanket Baker here for good reason. I understand.
Would have been better if it was last year.
Yeah, I know. I get that. But what's it like? What kind of a buzz was it?
I would say the most interesting thing to me is that I think she travels with her own like private security in addition to what the team has. You know, not that there's been any issues. I think it's more a proactive thing. But you know, it's just wherever players are, whether you're in the club area or the walkout area, it is more crowded and more packed. And the screams of the little girls, it's just like some of the most piercing stuff that I've ever heard. So I almost feel bad for Alex Morgan, but then I'm like, well, you're so good, you bring this upon yourself. So it's unique for sure, but I mean, I really appreciate it. I think it was like, 15, 20 minutes after the game, she was still signing. So it's just good to see that, because that hasn't always been the case here and with her. I think it usually depends on how the game goes and whether she's healthy and feeling good enough to do that sort of thing. But, you know, it was good to see her acknowledge the girls of Louisville, as Blank would say.
Well, I'll let it go. I'll let it go. I won't forget, but I'll let it go.
No, we know you won't forget.
Let it go.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jonathan, congratulations, and we'll look forward to the week ahead.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. There you go. Jonathan Lintner from Lou City. Again, go to loucity.com/Diener. You get discounted tickets. So it helps
friends
there.
Friends of Diener, baby.
What are you smiling at there? You
got that Alex Morgan hung around and signed. Okay. She didn't spit on the children of Louisville this time. So she was blessing us with her presence.
So we have other news, right, with
So five-star point guard Boogie Fland, mm-hmm. who's been committed to Kentucky, he's asked for a release from his letter of intent. He's reopening his commitment or his recruitment.
Yeah.
So I don't know who they really have left, like incoming. I think they may have Travis Perry.
But does this guy go to Arkansas now?
I mean, you got to wonder. But you also, it's a great time to be open. You know, like your coaching mm-hmm. change happened. You're going to go out there, shop around. Who needs a point guard? You know, and I think Javon Hadley is somebody that Louisville is going to get. I'd love to get Boogie Fland, obviously. And if you can get the 14, I cannot know how to say his name. Quaintance. I don't
it's
know.
Like acquaintance without the like, A.
Yeah, it's an acquaintance. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, why is that hard to Q-U-A-I-N-T. What other way would you say?
Quaintance.
Yeah.
I'd like to get him, you know, somebody
like to
that,
be an acquaintance. Acquaintance.
As somebody that bounced out of the Kentucky signing class, it'd be nice to get somebody out of it.
Yes.
You know, last year, Kentucky benefited from the whole Bob Huggins debacle mm-hmm. in West Virginia. And I'd like to be the beneficiary of a debacle.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it'd be nice for that once. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if he goes right to Arkansas?
Well, he might. I mean, it very well could happen. Absolutely. They're going to have money, and that's who we wanted to play with and the style we wanted to play.
This makes it all more interesting. All this makes college basketball more interesting, not only to us, but to everybody else. And I don't know if people just don't understand what it's like when you play for a coach, that you're loyal to the coach more than the laundry. Because I get people texting, can Steven Luke ask Rick to can people – okay. Oh, okay. I thought they were saying, can you get Luke and Siva to stop – you know, kissing UK basketball's butt. Can Steven Luke ask Rick to stop? I can't use the term this person used, UK basketball. No, he's not doing the UK basketball. He's doing, I view it as he's praising Mark Pope.
Yeah, he's pumping up Pope.
I mean, just because he's already coached at both places, you know, Kentucky and Louisville. Both have accepted him, and now both are... They've had various stages of their relationships with him, but I guess maybe this is going to turn people away from him more. I view it through, I'm a fan of people, not laundry. And so, but I understand coach and player, ex-player relationship, particularly for a title team. Like,
if Billy Donovan got the Kentucky job, he'd be doing the same thing because Billy Donovan's one of his former players, like in played for him. If Billy Donovan got the Colorado job,
Peyton Siva goes on to do great things in coaching and someday coaching Kentucky,
That's not going to happen.
He would save some face if he mentioned something about Siva being hired at UL.
Yeah, it probably would be probably a smart move.
Right.
I don't think he cares.
No, I don't think he does either.
And I don't think he's doing it as a you know, some sort of middle finger to the fans here. But I think I am understanding that some people will take it that way.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that. I just don't view it that way.
Yeah, I'm not upset about it. You know, knowing his relationship with his players everywhere, I know how he celebrates his guys. He just does. And I wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, I don't want him at Kentucky, right? I don't.
Yeah.
But he coached at Kentucky, and now his player from Kentucky is the coach of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. He's going to celebrate it. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get upset about it.
I think there's a lot of just pick me energy from both fan bases with Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care about him. I've never met him. Mm-hmm. He was a good coach for us. Let it go immediately after he got fired. No ill will, no goodwill towards him either.
Indifferent.
Yeah, it's just... But the UK fans that come back and they're like, oh, I love seeing Rick back in the fold. It's like,
yeah,
you like, all... that is really? Pick me. Yeah. That is pick me.
What do you mean pick me? I don't know. What is that?
Like a pick me girl is like... puts on a face because, you know, they want the guy to pick them.
Okay. All right.
And we're both pick me
right
olds. Now for Rick.
We are olds. I didn't know that term either.
Yeah, we are olds.
Didn't know that term either, but no, I love Rick Pitino. I always consider him our coach. And I would definitely watch Kentucky fans run roughshod over his name and everything like that. So more hypocrisy. More hypocrisy. Yeah, more BBN rewrites.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people are going to have that. I guess that view. Texas is Louisville sent out a release on Siva yet? I haven't seen that yet.
I know a lot of times I like to wait for it to kind of officially go through the HR process. Yeah. But I don't think Peyton's going to be an off-court recruiter or anything like that. So there's not a lot of urgency to get him done. It was very urgent to get the other four
staff. Yeah, the guys
staff,
who go recruit.
Because
yeah.
they need to go out there and recruit and do it as an official employee of U of L. There was an urgency there. But I'm pumped to have Peyton Siva in the fold and the staff and to see what they can do on the recruiting trail. This is the week, though. This week is a massive week. I think Balo, who's coming here tomorrow, he's got a crystal ball to Indiana. Okay. So that's going to be kind of tough to overcome. But if we could somehow flip him.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, this is going to be – I guess this past weekend was supposed to be huge, but you didn't get everybody in who was scheduled to appear.
We didn't get Youngblood, and he ended up going to Alabama. I just wish we could have gotten him on campus. If you get him on campus, I think that now you're in the ballgame. If Youngblood was scheduled to come, canceled his visit, committed to Alabama – He probably was leaning that way to begin with, and they probably did something with the bag, an enhancement to not visit.
Hey, the bag is legal now. We can't complain if we lose because of the bag.
I mean, that's why we lost Mbako, because the bag got enhanced so he wouldn't visit.
Yeah, and that's – I hope we do the same thing on some of these.
Yeah, I mean, you know the thing that the Ohio State – former Ohio State AD was talking about is like, yeah, these kids are getting paid to visit. Well, they're also getting paid to not visit.
Yeah.
And so
you're right. That's the other thing.
And so that's definitely happening. And you got to and I know Ty Spaulding on CardinalSports.com. People were like giving him crap because he said Chris Youngblood was coming. He was going to come. And then NIL and this transfer landscape changed while he was in Augusta.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, wonder how that went.
Things change. It's people think, oh, when something you say, you know, oh, you don't have a good source on that. No, the source was probably somebody who knew what was supposed to happen
in that moment.
And then it changed.
In that moment, so, it was correct.
I think that's why there was different. So much, you know, so many people were like, oh, nobody's got any good sources on these two searches. Everything's wrong. Well, because, like, the ADs didn't know what was going on either. These athletic departments didn't know, you know, exactly what was going on in each of these, you know,
lots of agents, agenting went down, especially in the case of Dusty May, I think.
Yeah.
Dusty, there's a lot of agenting happening.
Definitely. Reminder, the NBA play-in tournament, we'll have that this week. But it also gives you a chance to, you know, play your way right back with $150 in bonus bets from FanDuel if you haven't signed up. So just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose now. So you don't have to worry about the win. Just make the bet. Get $150 in bonus bets. I mean, just bet something live for $5. That's the next pitch or whatever the closest thing you can do is. And then you'll get those $150 in bonus bets. And, you know, you can pick on, you know, maybe you've got the number three pointers made in a game, the over-under for a player. You got those same game parlays you're going to be able to take advantage of. Just go to FanDuel.com/DrewD. FanDuel.com/DrewD. And you're going to be in for those bonus bets and, you know, see what promos they've got, you know, cooking there on the promo tab on an every day. Like right now, I'm just looking in, 30% profit boost on any same game parlay in baseball today. So you got to check out what they have every day on there in addition to those $150 in bonus bets. You got to be 21 or older. You got to be present in Kentucky. It's your first online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Bonus issued with non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, yeah, we got the NBA play-in tournament set, I guess. I got to figure out
how that works.
Yeah, well, I just got to figure out because it did a little different where, like, somebody – we did this last year, right? There was something weird with it. Like, somebody has to win – has to lose twice if they're the lower seed. I don't know.
You were asking the wrong guy. So 7 and 8 play against each other. Whoever loses has to lose again to be out.
Okay.
9 and 10 play each other. It's single elimination. Whoever wins plays the loser of 7 and 8.
Okay.
Thank you.
He's exactly right.
Yeah.
Bottom line is we have the Lakers and Pelicans.
Who's going to watch the games?
Now, is that a loser league town contest, Lakers-Pelicans, or is that...
They're 7-8.
7-8, so they have to lose twice. So if you lose that game, you play the winner of the other two teams that played each other, and that team goes on. Really simple.
I understand.
Really simple.
I understand it now.
But we'll have it for you either way. All right, Maven and Rummage up next. Look out for Rummage is on one
today. Yeah, he's hot.